Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So as we step into 2025, scammers are becoming more sophisticated and they're targeting people when they are most vulnerable, whether they're looking for jobs, investing in their future, or simply trying to stick to their financial resolutions. From fake job offers to fraudulent investment schemes, the latest wave of scams is more deceptive than ever. So let's get into this now. Athli Khan is with us, Head of Fraud Risk Management at Standard Bank. Athli, a very warm welcome to you. So every year around about this time, we see a rise in scams. I'm wondering what makes the beginning of the year such a prime opportunity for fraudsters.
Fraudsters often exploit times of self-improvement, like New Year's resolutions. They target people who are motivated but slightly distracted. Consumers are obviously faced with heightened vulnerability as scammers exploit the changes they want to make in their lives at this particular time of the year.
So many people, as you rightly say, Athli, are eager to grow their wealth in January, the beginning of the year. It's understandable that they are easy targets. So in that respect, then, what are the biggest red flags to watch out for, particularly when it comes to investment scams?
I think one of the biggest red flags that we look for, or that consumers should look for, is the promise of high returns with little effort. I think it's very uncanny that a huge company would ask you to put a small amount in and to receive such a high return on the investment. So unsolicited investment, they offer high returns with little or no risk. And this gives rise to scammers who prey on people, especially when they're looking at renewed financial resolutions.
But it's such a difficult one, isn't it? Because many people are so desperate at this time of the year and they would be seduced by something, even if it's too good to be true.
Most definitely. But what you have to look out for is when they create a sense of urgency. So this urgency is always, there's a period that this would only last for, and it's usually a short period, so they could get you to actually invest with them. So most companies would give you a reasonable amount of time to look at the investment, to understand it, etc. What the scammers would do is they create that urgency and let you know it's a once-off opportunity and you have to do it right now.
So investment is one aspect of this problem, but students and parents at this time of the year are also under pressure to secure funding for education. So do you have a sense of the tactics that scammers are now using in that respect and maybe what people should do to verify legitimate student loan offers?
Definitely. Scammers pose as a financial institution or a financial service provider, where they offer reduced rates for students and for student loans. Victims are asked to pay upfront fees and share sensitive information, which most institutions, especially financial institutions, would not do. These schemes are often tied to legitimate educational institutions, which makes them harder to detect. So research in this regard is extremely important.
So if it's not investment or education, it's also about health and fitness, isn't it?
Most definitely. And they're generally endorsed by people that people look up to. They look at celebrities, etc. And they use fake celebrity endorsements and fabricated testimonials, which often require upfront payments as well. They're often too good to be true. There's no celebrity who would actually put their name behind these type of products.
So you mentioned a little earlier, Athli, that scammers are masters of manipulation, and you talked about them creating an urgency to pressure victims into making mistakes. How does that urgency manifest itself?
They would give you a timeline, or they would say that this is a once-off offer and it's never to be seen again. And that timeline is usually a short period so that they can create urgency and confusion. Because what customers or consumers would generally do is look for a solution and a quick solution. And if they miss it, then, you know, they believe that they would not be able to get that type of deal again, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guarantee.
So as far as the financial services sector is concerned, and your bank included, do you think that you're on top of all of this?
I think it's important to note that we try and educate our customers as much as we can. We try to send them information. We also have a security link on our app which will advise you of all of the different types of scams out there and what to do and what not to do. We have many, many digital and online safety tips, as well as financial awareness. And there's one of the most important things is always make sure that you're notified or you have your notifications on so that you're always aware of what's happening in your bank, through your banking accounts, etc.
The problem with that, of course, is that not everyone engages with the kind of warnings that you and other institutions are putting out. They simply ignore them.
Generally, we have a good take-up where customers actually read and ask questions, especially on our social media platforms. We do, however, have customers who kind of flip through these things, which is so important. It's so important for us to read the information that is shared through our financial institutions, as the fraudsters are gaining so much momentum out there, and they are targeting so many people who are, one, vulnerable, and who are susceptible to scams.
You talk about fraudsters gaining momentum. Do you think it's becoming more difficult for financial institutions to stay ahead of the curve then?
I think it's not only difficult. I think because of the AI, because of the new technology, etc., there's so many different types of scams out there, and it's very difficult for consumers to actually know what is true, what is real and not real. That is why, as an institution, especially from our perspective, we try and put out as many functionality, one on our app, our online presence, to make sure that our customers are informed. It's so important to send out information and for customers to be informed.
And just a final question, what is your view about current legislation, and do you think it's strong enough to tackle financial fraud? Does more need to be done at policy level?
I think from a policy perspective, we all work very closely, you know, with the different policy holders and creators within the industry. There's so much momentum and so much conversations happening, and many, many, many sessions where we talk about and engage with each other. Because of the different types of fraud scams that we see emerging, this has become very important for the industry as a whole to tap into this. And we have very rigorous conversations trying to support and help our consumers. There's always more that we can do. There's always more that we try to invest in. And I think one of the important things is that our clients and our consumers, we always put them first. And from a policy perspective, we are really working on the best solutions for our, not only for the banks, but for the country.
Athli Khan, thank you very much indeed. Head of Fraud Risk Management at Standard Bank.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.